Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, first half, hot crosstalk, some listener calls, and Def Rat Guys making an appearance. First, I'll tell you about LifeLock. 60% of Americans believe it's likely that identity theft will cause them financial loss in the next year. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert and you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. It's LifeLock, right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code Adam. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Adam for 25% off.
You will get Ace Man's favorites. You will get awesome booze for $25 shipped to you. You better believe it. You can get Adam's monthly nut. You should get Adam's monthly nut. You should get Adam's monthly nut. There's some real cool crap. You know that you want that.
You heard Dick. A new month of Adam's Monthly Nut has arrived. April will feature Righteous Felon Beef Jerky with flavors like Chipotle Guevara and Habanero Escobar. Expand laces, because who doesn't want to turn every shoe into a slip-on? At least sometimes. You'll also get a copy of Daddy Stop Talking and a bottle of your choice. Prep your mail's box, because Adam's Monthly Nut is on its way. From Carolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. With Gina Grad on news, Bald Brian on sound effects, the Deaf Frat Guy calls in, and we'll play a round of totally topical TiVo trivia time today. And now, like the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, side effects, he's also rare but intense. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No judgment to get a mandate. You get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. I love that about you, right, Gina Grad?
That's right.
And Bald Brian.
Bleed me a river, bitch.
Well, we got a real funny unprepared to play with Adam Ray, a very naughty one to play from our jam in the van. Some news about Dawson and his stand-up career.
Oh, my.
Also, Drew with a black eye.
Yeah, what'd you do to him? What'd he say that rubbed you the wrong way?
What was that commercial? He tried to get my Carlton cigarettes away from me or something. I can't remember. There was a commercial. Remember, they'd have a black eye and they'd go, "Don't mess with my cigarettes."
No.
Or something. It was an old cigarette ad from probably this.
Cigarette ads in my day.
Brian and I haven't experienced cigarette commercials.
In the 70s. Even then, I think they were all like print ads. Yeah. But it was basically the milk mustache before the milk mustache.
The cigarette shiner?
It was that they put a black eye on all their models and go like...
Teratone.
What's it called?
Teratin.
Teratin. Cigarettes. Yeah. It's like don't try to take my teratins away from me, or some version of that.
1967.
Oh, yeah. But this went well... Yeah, this went well into the 70s
Don
and
Draper
maybe into the 80s. You can find it, but anyway. Well,
the best commercials do have insights, human insights.
That's right. I don't know why the milk mustache on Patrick Ewing was one like I felt like I couldn't look at it. Like it was something so weird about the milk mustache. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was a thing where it's like a dude, or the dude had a mustache or something.
You mean milk in the mustache?
Yeah, it was like, it made me want to wipe my face. It, yeah, it was sort of like,
oh, of course. Yeah.
It's like there used to be, I told you guys before, there used to be like a Best Foods or something mayonnaise commercial. It was a big billboard, had big glass bowl of fruit salad,
yeah,
and a big dollop of mayonnaise on top of it. I'd pass it. Yeah. I'd be like, ugh.
That's not helping.
Revolting.
No one's
ever done that in the history of food.
This is Los Angeles. Like, maybe it's some regional thing out of Louisiana or something, but nobody puts mayonnaise. It would ruin the... No. Anyway, we'll find that cigarette ad
That was even a big one in sour cream commercials, dipping the strawberry. Never have I dipped a strawberry in sour cream.
No, but there's plenty of apps for mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Show us some of them. Show us a nice BLT.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, Drew has a black eye, and he just got
his... Got a little lippy with Susan.
He got his second. Boy. I took a...
Oh, Lord. He really does.
Took a picture of it. Yeah. Just moments ago here in the studio.
It's like Lana Del Rey.
He just got his second Johnson & Johnson shot.
You only get one, I thought. One Johnson & Johnson
shot.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Oh, sorry. He got his first Johnson & Johnson shot, but then he gets his black eye when all this news comes out about, you know, recalling it or not recalling it, but not
out of an abundance of caution.
Yeah, six ladies between the age of 18 and 35 or 48, one dead versus 7 million vaccinations.
7 million. Yeah.
So there's this abundance of caution thing. But the abundance of caution thing is how many people may perish of COVID versus the six ladies, one dead. You know, that's how you do math. That's how they do it. But anyway.
Does he think this is related? Could it be a coincidence?
Drew has reactions to things that far exceed the normal physiology of man in the puss department. You know what I mean? Toward the pussy.
Where is that?
But right. He's not, but he didn't, it's not hypochondriacal. Like, he didn't give himself a black eye.
Ooh, I like
it's
that name.
It's a Fight Club situation.
That's what I'm saying.
Liar in the bathroom.
He clearly, you know, this is real.
He said he was rubbing his eye before it, so he doesn't know, but he said the vaccine knocked him out. And of course, now they've canceled the vaccine, and now everyone's freaked out, including Drew. Drew was creating big-time antibodies.
I was about to say, is the obvious question, is this because of he had a COVID?
Here's where we're at in terms of society. Drew is getting his antibodies tested all the time. Mm-hmm. He's producing an exceedingly high level of antibodies. So nobody needs the vaccine less than Drew. But Drew also has a cruise plan to Greece, and they're not going to let him on the ship. So he then waits in line, gets the vaccine that could be dangerous now, wakes up with a black eye when he did not need the vaccine, except for because of the bureaucracy of how this world is now working. He did need to get the vaccine or he couldn't go cruising. So that's where we're at. And that's the abundance of caution we're all dealing with. So Drew doesn't know. He's a little worried. There are some side effects that suggest what he's going through might be some of it. So he's going to go look into it. But he was a mess here the entire time. He was a worried mess.
He's got to go see a real doctor.
He's got to go find. Yeah, not just a love doctor. So there's that with Drew. And we'll put the picture up at adamcarolla.com. But he's got a real black eye.
He does, for sure.
Also, for some reason, I was just thinking about Brian's mean grandma and my mean grandma the other day.
You're reminiscing about good times?
Yeah, just waxing poetic about mean grandma. And I thought about that video we took, or the footage we took from the Adam Carolla Project so many years ago on my grandmother's 92nd birthday. And I thought, we haven't heard that one in a while. It's so good. So I told Chris, it's like 17 seconds, just whack it and play it.
I never think of Adam as a star, and I think people do, but I don't think he has big charisma or charm, but he is intelligent, Maybe he gets some of that from me.
Doting grandma.
Oh, no charisma or charm.
Yeah, now there's a few things. Nobody said to her, does your grandson have an abundance of charisma and or charm? She offered that up. Somebody said, give us thoughts on your grandson being a star.
Well.
She manufactured that.
Oh, that's great.
But it was funny because I hadn't heard it in a long time. And then when she said, but he is smart, I was like, oh, something nice. That's got that from me.
It's got to come back. Got to go back to her.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's 92, so that's called taking it to the grave.
Yeah, and that's her mellowed out, I'd
imagine.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, when she had like a little more energy and a couple glasses of wine in her, look out. But I also want to say this, with all due respect, how smart was she? She worked at the VA hospital in Westwood. She lived in North Hollywood, California. She had to do that goddamn 405 pass. And the 405, it's all about what direction are you going,
what time
when.
Of day, yeah.
Right. So if you got to be at the VA at 9 a.m., you sit on that goddamn thing. That's on the way in. Mm-hmm. But then on the way out,
everybody's going home.
Can time it so that you're heading out at 9 a.m. and coming back at, you know, whatever the direction is, you can time it. But she sat in traffic all the way up to 405 and then sat in traffic all the way back for 40 years. Never wanted to go to that place one day. They had some sort of, it was a weird, I guess the government, whatever, did a carpooling, like a mandatory carpooling. She got hooked up with this dude who drove a Chevy Love and liked Western music.
Wait.
And she did not?
My grandmother hates everything that has to do with this country. So country music.
Right.
It's got the word country in it.
Yeah.
That not a big fan.
Did you say a Chevy Love?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't know what Chevy Love is?
That's the truck I learned to drive on.
Yeah, come on.
Of course.
Sorry, man.
Check Dawson's wiki.
That's
ahead of its time.
It's not run on good vibes. It's a Chevy Love.
It was LUV.
Oh, never mind.
And it was light utility vehicle.
Yeah, I stand corrected.
It was a mini pickup when mini pickups were mini pickups.
Okay.
I mean,
like an El Camino?
No, El Camino would be
a small truck.
It's a mini truck.
Okay.
It's a Chevy mini truck.
Okay.
El Camino would be a nice step toward luxury compared to a Chevy. You can find 1970s Chevy Love. It is the definition of a dangerous shitbox with a bench seat in it and no headrest and no, you know. I drove mini trucks my whole career, basically. And, you know, you drive a 1979 Datsun mini truck, it is a mini truck.
Right.
Nowadays, everything is the mini trucks now, or what was sort of like a small offering from Toyota or Nissan, are bigger than the full body trucks of my day. So this mini truck was a mini truck, and she hated this guy, and he'd pick her up at like 7:45 every Monday morning, and she was goddamn miserable. But lived in a 1,100 square feet with a one bathroom that was attached to her bedroom. So when you threw a party, you'd have to go into her bedroom to use the bathroom or anyone else at the party. But I'm just saying, I don't know what the definition of smart is, but I don't think that's it. Yeah. And if it is, count me out. Dawson is now tutoring Maxipat on what a Chevy Love.
Some of these actually look nice.
Like.
Some people actually restored their Chevy Loves. And I'm like, no, that looks too good.
Well, you can still see what the size of this stupid thing. It's a miniature.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mini pickup truck.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute, but not going from here to Westwood.
No.
Every day. You want to be in the back of a Maybach. That's what you would like to do.
Given the two choices?
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, bench seat and some shit kicker driving it, playing Merle Haggard.
I love it.
My grandma was pissed. And that's why I always tell you guys, when she came home, man, if that fucking dinner wasn't on the table. And again, it would be outrageous if you sort of flip the roles. Look at my grandfather. When he came home, if that dinner wasn't on the table, you go, that guy,
what
a pig. Right. But her thing is, I fucking work all day. I don't want to be here. You old man don't work. And that fucking grub better be on the table when I walk through the door.
Shit.
But anyway, that was my doting grandmother.
Doting.
At least your grandma talked on video. My grandma refused to speak on home video. She didn't like the sound of her recorded voice. So my entire youth is
hold
like...
Hold on, what about the Smithsonian?
My entire youth is like my dad or mom with the, you know, the shoulder-mounted VHS going, hey, grandma, and she just would stare at the camera passive-aggressively and not wait for them to stop shooting just to say, don't shoot me.
It's more calories burned.
Yes.
Doing that than it would be to wave and say happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also, actually, there's a minute version of that, Max Zapata. Do you find that ad with the black eye anymore?
There's only the newest one is from 67. I imagine they ran the same one.
Oh,
these
are print ads, though. That's what I was saying. They didn't let them run commercials. You just find, you know, it's a print in Playboy magazine. But if you find Max Zapata, the 1 minute plus version of that, you can hear my grandmother, I forgot, giving the explanation of in 2004 when we shot this, or five or whatever it was, she's giving the explanation of, you know, how she doesn't really know I'm a star.
Hi, Granny.
Hello there, honey.
You look nice. Oh, I got sweets for the sweet. Get it custom made for you.
Oh,
producers made her cake.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Yeah. Did you ever think about making it to 92?
You know, I'm not the sort of person who thinks about not making it.
I was talking to one of our producers, and she said you weren't exactly confident in me as a comedian. You didn't think I was going to make a living doing this.
When did I say that?
That's word on the street. I don't want to name any names, but you know.
I'm surprised by how many people know your name.
Yeah, I know.
I think
the whole family.
Maybe it's because I don't have cable.
Yeah. Well, if you had cable, you'd really be asking for an autograph right now. You really should see my work.
I never think of Adam as a star, and I think people do, but I don't think he has big charisma or charm, but he is intelligent. Maybe he gets some of that from me.
All right. That my family, everything. I was on my 19th cable show at that point, and my family used to love to announce, we don't have this thing that costs $16 that everyone else has.
Yeah, there'd be no way to know.
So don't expect us to be a fan or follow your work. Or of course, we're surprised because we don't have cable.
Like, this is 06. This isn't the dawn of cable.
Right.
05, whatever.
Yeah, probably 06. I mean, it's like literally used to love to make that proclamation. We don't have cable. Like, I had two cable shows going on at once. I had multiple cable shows where I was like, nope. I probably screwed them on cable, because if I just remained a carpenter, they probably would have got cable
early adopters.
Yeah, sure. Certainly.
This early, might be a bigger question for another time, but was this coming out of a person's mouth who hated you or hated themselves?
She hated this country and she hated her parents.
Okay.
And she
But what does that have to do with you?
That's a good question. I wish you were around when I was a kid.
Descendant of her parents.
Just everything. They just wouldn't give it up. Everything was negative all the time. It was even kind of interesting. My mom does the same thing. It's like when you ask her something like, do you think you'd live to 92? She goes, I did not think it.
No.
You know, it's just like shut it down. Like, yeah. You get it. Like when I finally said to my mom one day after telling her I go to Rolex Historics in Monterey and race cars, and she just sit there and go, And then at a certain point, like last year, I went, do you have any questions? You want to know what car I'm taking? Anything at all about going and racing cars in Monterey? And she was like, you know, I don't know anything about cars. It's like,
would you like to?
Okay, so I guess we'll just not talk about it. Then we'll end. We shall end. We shall stifle this conversation.
It's so funny because my mom is the exact other side of that coin, where it's, you know, she's not totally listening, but she's so proud and she'll 10 up. So if I tell her, you know, I was just given this beautiful Rolex, she'll say, did you hear? Gina owns Rolex. She's the CEO of Rolex.
Yeah.
My mom has another cruel version of that, which is now she's on Twitter. And so she'll text me like a screenshot of one of my tweets, like, tell me more. It's like, Mom, I didn't want to tell you that. I want a little more.
As long as we're all equally miserable, I'm fine with this, with our extremes in parenting. I also had we got a couple calls up there we might take as well. Want to get into the Arc Light being closed, which bums me out.
Cinerama Dome.
We got our Dawson news. You found the ads with the black eye?
This is
a black woman with a black eye.
Yeah. These ran till 81.
Jesus.
Now, what's it say? You got to go back one.
Oh, go back one, Kaylin.
Oh!
Us Tarian smokers would rather fight than switch. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so she earned the black eye.
Yeah, somebody tried to pry it out of her hand.
Yeah.
Give her a parliament.
Yeah. She's like,
Capri.
At least you didn't make it a menthol, Gina. No. Thank you. Yes, a black woman.
Is that a thing?
The menthol and the black?
Parliament.
Oh.
No, you're safe.
You're
good.
Safe. You're safe.
God, Jesus Christ.
You picked a safe one for the community.
Thank you.
Yeah, these ads were all over the place. They just put a black eye on someone and say they would fight. It's kind of a weird conceit. Like, what are we doing? Well, someone wants me to switch my brand of cigarettes, and now we got to throw down?
Yeah.
And the guy got the best of me. What kind of maniac would watch someone smoke? Someone smoking, walking down the street, and you physically assault them?
How badly do you want this guy to switch?
I have no idea. Anyway, let's see.
Look how happy she is.
That doesn't look very. She needs to get that checked out.
She's smiling in pain.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to Dr. Drew.
Oh, my.
All right. Let's see. We got a question for Gina.
Oh, I can't wait.
Up here. Tara, 36, Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
Everyone.
Hi.
Hello. I'm just planning some vacations, and Joshua Tree is on my list.
Oh, yes.
And I know Gina has been and has raved about it. So you're my go-to person. Where do I go?
I'm going back for my birthday, actually, in a couple weeks. Oh, my good. Have you ever been to California?
San Diego and San Francisco.
Ah, fat. So you haven't been to the desert?
Nope.
Oh, please go to Joshua Tree. I truly don't know how anyone couldn't, Brian, not find this magical. There is a magic there when you're driving in and it's hot and it's beautiful and there's literally Joshua trees everywhere and the stars are huge and the air is clean, a little dusty. But if you're going, I'll give you a rundown of my favorite places. Now, this is a little effed out, but when I used to go, nobody heard of it. Thank you. But now it's on everybody's to-do list. Please do check out the Integratron. It's amazing. They do crystal quartz singing sound baths. Shut up. And it's amazing. So it's.
What is that?
It is one of. I've been going for, I don't know,
Integratron.
15 years.
It's a Camaro that turns into a robot.
Put up a picture of the Integratron. It's this dome, this white dome in the middle of the desert. It was discovered by this guy, George Van Tassel, who may or may not have. Told many stories about being abducted by aliens at that spot. Mm-hmm. And inside
it's a natural dome?
No, it's somebody built it. But in that spot, that's where he had his alien encounters. And so they erected this dome.
How does someone discover something that they built?
My mouth might be working a little faster than my brain because I'm excited.
All right.
But that's the Integratron. Inside, when you go inside the Integratron, you have to go up this ladder to get up to the top.
It looks like the roof of a planetarium.
Yes.
It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
No.
Or the white derby.
And you go inside, and if you stand on one side of the dome, that's what it looks like inside. Mm-hmm. And someone else stands on the other, and you whisper, your quietest whisper. It literally, the sound goes up over and into the other person's ear so you can hear them perfectly. And then you lay on one of the mats, and those are the crystal quartz singing bowls. And the sound literally, because of the way the dome is constructed, whips in and out of your head. And it's crazy.
What
it's
if
amazing.
You have gas?
Try not to, because this room is airtight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know how everyone's favorite videos are, kittens playing with other kittens or whatever? My favorite videos are kids farting into PA systems at the Costco.
Tara, please do that.
Those are my favorite videos now. I mean, I've only seen three, but I laugh
That's
heartily every time.
Well, if that would ruin the sound bath experience, right. Like for everybody there. So I'm actually, of course, going to like my 11th one for my
birthday.
What
do you wear during the sound bath?
Anything. Like comfortable clothes.
And you lay down.
Everyone gets a mat and you just lay on it. And like, so she has this big, it almost looks like a pestle and mortar.
So basically it looks like you're inside of a hollowed out pumpkin.
Yes.
Like a giant pumpkin.
Yeah. And she, like the woman who runs it, she and her sister are both like neuroscientists. Mm-hmm. And then they like a with like the bowl, and it's like amazing. It really, truly, it's hard to describe. You can be high, you cannot be high, and you may have a different experience, but it's great.
Any Joshua Tree, any go-karting at all?
Not that I know about.
Okay. Well, that's a hard
slick track.
Probably dune buggies.
Dune buggies.
You can also go to Pappy and Harriet's, which is a great saloon in Pioneer Town, and there's a whole old-timey Western town there that is amazing.
How far is it from Palm Springs?
Like 30 minutes.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
It's actually, I think it's farther than, it's like 20, 30 minutes in. I'm going on a goat hike for my birthday in Joshua Tree.
Now, I've seen the goat yoga.
This is a goat hike.
Does a goat ride you?
No. Yes.
You're sure about the goat?
Baby goats will walk you around Joshua Tree at sunset.
Oh, really?
Baby goats. So I'm going on that. The best view in the park. Everybody always wants to find it. It's Keys View. So look up Keys View. That's the overlook. That's the one everybody wants. Another really popular thing is mineral baths, like saltwater mineral baths, because there's so many hot springs in the desert. So there's plenty of those. I mean, if you just want to like desert out, I highly recommend it. Again, I'm going back for my birthday. I go all the time. It's still my favorite place.
Tara?
Yeah.
It's a Tara or Tara?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want.
I love you. Come to California and run for governor. We have the nearest Costco is Palm Desert. Chris has a fart video.
Of course
no.
It's going to make her
echoing.
Stupid.
Tara, here's the best way to enjoy Joshua Tree. Keep driving to get to La Quinta. Spend your weekend by a pool.
Yeah. All right. We're going to call about a sex offender living next door. So we'll bring it down to earth. Kevin, 39 from Sacramento.
That's me. How you guys doing?
Good. So that serendipitously just happened to be the Costco closest to Joshua Tree.
Unclear, but it is.
That's my favorite one. All right. Sorry. Kevin, what's going on?
I recently found out my neighbor who's lived there about 2 years across the street is actually a registered sex offender in violation.
In violation.
Apparently when you look up Megan's Law, it'll say in red, in violation. And I believe I've come to find that out means nothing because, again, I'm a taxpaying American, and if you're a criminal, usually you get away with more. So have a offender next to me, and nothing will come of it.
What was his crime?
So my understanding from what I've looked up on newspaper reports was years ago he was pleasuring himself near a school. Some kids were coming by and showing it off to the kids, and that's what he got arrested for.
Oh, boy.
On the litany of sex offender crimes, that's the one you want.
What? No, you want...
No. Brian's right. You don't want him touched.
Yes, you don't want the guy who had a relationship with the 12-year-old
for 2 years.
No, I get that.
But I also think you can get a sex offender registration for, like, peeing near a school.
Okay, I guess.
But I hear you. That is very true.
You get lower, but that's...
But showing it off to the kids? I mean, I get it that, you know, you don't want them touching.
Nothing's going to sound good, but this is on the scale probably better if you're just spinning the sex offender wheel of possibilities. Not too bad. So what do you want to do, Kevin?
We've noticed he's been possibly grooming other kids.
Oh, boy.
So much so that, you know, Stowe's even very close to me. So we've stopped all that, obviously. We've let the authorities know, but they constantly tell us, well, there's really not a whole lot you can do. We even have it on video, some other Ring camera of him assaulting a kid, you know, slapping him. And they're like, that's just a simple battery. No cops saw it, you know, it's a ticket. That's it. And we're like,
what an interesting crossroads in policing, because half the cops are just shooting people for no reason. And then the other half are like, there's nothing. I can't do anything.
There's nothing
we can do.
I confused that taser for a gun.
I'd like to live a little more in the middle, where there's a little less confusing the taser with the gun, and also a little more we can do There's something we can do. Yeah.
There has to be something they could do. I mean, all they had to do was update his address.
I think the sad part about this is you may have to write a letter to the congressman or woman or whatever, the district or something. You probably got to go above their head.
Or do you go below?
I have. I've left a message for the assemblyman. I did get our local police chief to call me back.
Wow.
I mean, neighbors have seen him at the parks talking to teenage kids and whatnot. Believe me, I've been well aware. I just don't know what to do myself. I sit here staring out at my garage door all day long.
Every third episode of Law & Order SVU, they canvass the neighborhood with pictures of him that say, like, Kitty Diddler.
And also, you could get a job and get out of the fucking garage, Kevin. I mean, you could go to work. I may have a pedophile in my living room right now.
I wouldn't know.
Would not know.
Not at work. However, not that I don't have an income, and I own my home. Mm. In fact, we haven't gotten stimulus checks ourselves. Last day we were talking about it, that we thought we got $300 somewhere, but we went through our accounts like, no, still again over that income threshold.
How do you provide for yourself if, in fact, you don't work?
Heroin and child trafficking. No. I have a little bit of stocks, not a lot. Again, I live very much by my means in the Adam Carolla way. I mean, I buy a lot of Goodwill stuff. I'm very frugal. My wife is an RN, but she works only a couple days a week, which makes a great income. And you know, we saved. I worked very hard for 15 years and did not see my kids for weeks at a time, being in sales and gone at 6 a.m. home at 9 p.m.
What? How do you guys whack it up now? I was talking about my grandma and Laszlo. Mm. She went to work. He had to make and be with the pots and the pans in the kitchens. Your wife going to work. She expect dinner on the table? Or what have you said? This is because of the modern world is like, would you do this move? Like call her at 5:30 and go, I'm in the mood for Indian food. Could you pick up
what's for dinner?
The Applebee's nurse.
Yes. Could you do that?
I could, but I wouldn't have been home early enough. She definitely cooked and did all that. But
Now that you are home and she goes to work.
Oh, no. Now I'm really good at takeout. I mean, I could probably call Olga. I'm sure she could help give me some pointers on how to cook something. But other than that, I have takeout. That's what I have. I cooked a few things. I learned how to cook a few things. I got barbecue now in the last year I've learned to barbecue.
All right, Kevin.
Okay. It's good life.
First off, how about the neighbor? Not Kevin, not the pedophile. The other neighbor has to live next to Kevin and the pedophile. You got one guy standing in the garage with his arms folded, the entire thing giving him the Clint Eastwood stare. Right. You got the other guy smacking his bitch up on the front porch, and you're just the fucking third neighbor just over here just trying to shit the dog and get back into the house.
Kevin's molesting your ears.
Yeah. With Kevin, I would say, you know, congressman and all that, but with your constant vigilance and you're standing in the open door of your garage 24/7, I don't think this cat's operating with the kind of impunity that he would like.
That's true.
I'm shocked he's allowed to talk to teenagers at the park, if that is in fact true.
Well, that's the thing I don't understand. They said he's in violation. Don't cops love finding people who are in violation?
Any excuse?
Jason, 33, Georgia, you got a song that couldn't be made today?
How you doing, Guy?
Hi, Guy.
I was actually surprised to see that nobody had mentioned Lola by the Kinks yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, started, turned out to be a dude, right?
That was the twist in a lot of songs.
Yeah,
like a drag queen, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got another one, too, after you guys are all done with that one.
Yeah, we're done.
We're good.
Oh, all right.
Turn the page.
I was also Hey Little Girl by Dee Clark.
Oh yeah, the 60s. Hey Little it's a swinging kind of 60s song, I think.
Yeah,
hey,
it sounds like she's like 14, 15 years old and
93 KHJ
Golden. Oh yeah.
Talk this one up.
Oh, yeah, this one.
Oh, yeah, it's got a very Bo Diddley beat.
A very Bo Diddley.
Do.
This is very hand jive.
That had a Bo Diddley beat, too?
Thanks, Jason. I was thinking about, we're going to talk to the Def Rec guy and play JVR Balls in a second. There's a song I was thinking about. I think it was by Bobby V, maybe. and it's called "Come Back When You've Grown Up." It's sort of the opposite.
Yeah. I was responsible back then.
We should think of some songs that are not the pedophile rock songs. This was this guy constantly telling this chick, "I know you love me. Come back later."
You know what another good example?
But it's kind of insulting at the same time.
You know what? And right off the top of my head, you know what the other example is? Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Yes. We have Bobby V, Come Back. It's a horrible song. Come back.
Well, you just don't like the message.
Yeah, I don't, but I disagree with the message. Yeah. But melodically, it's a when you grow up.
Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll.
Number three hit in 1967. This is the Beatles era.
I know. Come back, baby. Loving's twice as tough.
When you grow up.
It's condescending.
You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind has
gotten
a message somehow.
Yeah, Adam.
So if you can't take
number three on the charts. What's the highest you've charted with one of the originals?
I haven't charted with it.
Not at all, huh?
No, not at all.
Interesting, because this is top five.
I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind. Yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line.
Sergeant Pepper's was out. Like, Sergeant Pepper had been released for a week. And America was clamoring for this.
Someday be a woman.
It's a horrible song.
I would never let this guy around my kids. Come this back, is almost baby, worse.
When you grow up.
It's such a turd of a song.
There's nothing good.
When you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world.
Jesus.
Living ain't easy. Loving
it's annoying. It goes, does this come part. Back, this baby, part annoys the shit out of me.
When you grow up.
Yeah, you're right. The Beatles said Sergeant Pepper. All right. It's the same thing, but baby.
Gross.
But you want to be like, come back or don't, because I don't see you that way because you're 11. Not you're looking good like a woman should.
I can tell something good's going on here. Right.
Yeah, very mixed message. Also, he's a come back, little babe. His big hit was Take Care of My Baby. Oh.
Wait,
I believe.
You mean that Take Good Care?
Yeah, of I think that was Bobby V. Anyway, this is Bobby V, right? See, here's the whole thing, oldies, satellite, 60s station. You don't have to play the super shitty songs from that era.
What?
You do not.
Well, this is news.
I was going to say.
You know, new wave station, you don't need to play Maneater.
Adam, this song also written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin.
What?
Wow.
I must be having some mind meld where I'd like drive around and I just hear their songs and pick them up. Because I listen to all different 80s and 90s and new wave and stuff. And every time I pick out a song, it's one of theirs.
But it begs the question, how old is Carole King?
Old enough to know better.
I mean, she had to be a kid.
I know.
She's 79 now.
Wow.
Just let your love surround her. Paint rainbows all around her.
Yeah, Bobby
Don't
B.
Let her see a cloudy sky.
He didn't like having sex or something, because his one thing is like, I'm not going to bang you because you're too young. And the other one is take my girlfriend.
Right.
You
I'll
know,
cuck out over
yeah,
here.
I'll cuck out over here. But here's some instructions. So take care of her, you know. This is a lot of, he's doing a lot of internalizing in this song, too. He's saying, if I had been better, she wouldn't be with you.
Good.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got the Def Frat guy, and first I got Tommy John. Tommy John. Celebrating their 13th year, there's a party in your pants, and you're all invited with Tommy John. Celebrate with a new pair of Tommy John's. Dozens of comfort innovations, breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric. Four times the stretch of competing brands. Once you try Tommy John, you're never going back. I'm wearing them right now. I will not leave the house without the Tommy Johns on. Gina went with the black.
Oh, those are nice. Very chic.
I like the ones that go down low. You're not going back. They don't have customers. They have fanatics, people. So And the t-shirts are great, too. Best pair you'll ever wear. Or it's free. Guarantee. Right, Dawson?
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/Adam. That's 20% off loungewear and underwear at TommyJohn.com/Adam. TommyJohn.com/Adam. See site for details.
All right. We got the Def Rack guy. We're going to do JV or all balls, and we'll do that right after this.
It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Movie with Adam's buddy Oswaldo. See if you can guess which movie this famous line is from.
I could have class. I could have been a contender.
If you said On the Waterfront.
I could have had class. I could have been a contender.
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
I think his GoFundMe page is almost at the requested amount, but if you guys go look that up, that would be, you put on my screen when you find it, Max Zapata, but that would be much appreciated, because I think the service is coming up on the 24th.
And I can tell you, it is an expense. There is sticker shock involved in these things.
Yeah, so please help, because it does not come from means. All right, DFG.
Hell yeah. Welcome back to the studio, bro.
Thanks, man.
Were you not here?
Yeah. No, I've been in the studio.
Hell yeah.
Okay. how you doing, DFG? Is this, how's this COVID thing affected you?
Sometimes I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
Hey, DFG, want to play JV or All Balls? Because I have an intro.
Hell yeah. But, bro, first of all, Pussy's uncle wanted me to say that a song that could not be made now is the theme to the movie Taboo.
Oh, right. Yeah, he's got it all. Right. Although that didn't chart.
No.
I don't think. But here we go.
And now, Mangria presents The Deaf Frat Guy and JV or All Balls.
Calls from the frat house onto the show. The deaf frat guy, hearing impaired, bro. He's hammered all day long with Poochie Moose and Mike F. They chug some fruits, chew potato gums, and then play Okie Cookie. If something's pushy, he'll make the call.
Still reeling from my Rotten Tomatoes game loss.
Oh, still floating.
Unbelievable. Zero.
Hated that.
Wow.
Hail Mary.
Wow. All right, Def Rat Guy, let's play the game. You guys can play along at home as well.
You all know the rules. I will say a topic, and you tell me if it's JV or all balls.
All right.
The first one today is dung beetles. Dung beetles.
Dung beetles.
God.
Dung beetles are big beetles that I think live in the desert, maybe in Africa, and they roll up the dung. Mm. I don't know if it's the dung of an elephant. Maybe it's a specific animal, or will any dung
crushed.
Do? And they rolled up into a ball the size of a golf ball, and then they kind of get backwards on it and sort of push it up the hill with their legs and live off
My
it.
My guess is they'll do rhino shit. They'll do you know, hippo shit, whatever shit's around.
Yeah.
Port in a storm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that'd be curious. I'd be curious to find out, Max Pat, if they just do
Chris,
one.
Chris, Google that.
Sorry. Yeah, well, you got the word dung in your name.
Yeah.
That's not a good sign.
Wow, they really do it.
Beetles.
Oh, yeah.
Beetles, good. They roll up that pile of dung bigger than them. But it'd be nice, because anyone who's, you know, ever stepped in shit in a park or whatever, we could use some dung beetles.
Yeah, roll it
little
out of the way.
Nature's little recyclers just up there rolling around the Duke. I believe they provide a valuable service.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, I will say it is all balls.
Yeah, the dong's a little icky, but they're doing something kind of remarkable with something that's frankly very shitty. So I'm going to say all balls.
Yeah, I have to go with you guys. A thankless job, by the way, what they do. And, you know, an easy punchline when they do really good work. I'm just looking at some news about the dung beetle. I haven't read the article yet, but the headline says they navigate using the Milky Way.
What?
I can't do that. So they're smarter than we are.
Well, not without your sexton.
Thank you. So for that reason, use their poop balls to cool off. I mean, they're industrious.
Do they eat the poop?
They do.
All right. I feel bad for whatever bird decides to eat a dung beetle, because you got this thing's been living off of hippo flop for 9 years, and then all of a sudden you swoop, it's like, oh, that's a tasty little morsel. You swoop down and grab it.
That don't feel so good.
No.
But I think we all think it's all balls.
It's all balls, DFG.
Dude, hell yeah. All balls. And Gina nailed this one out of the park because it's the Milky Way navigation system that threw it over the edge for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And the other thing, they in Thailand, they are eaten by people. They're considered a delicacy. Hell yeah.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah, everything in
and
Thailand.
They're strong.
Yeah, they're strong. And they're big, too, right?
Hardy.
Okay. All right. We're all on the board.
Hell yeah. The next topic is New Mexico.
New Mexico.
New York,
okay. Okay, I've thought.
We talking about California or actual New Mexico?
The state.
All right.
The land of enchantment.
All right. Well, New Mexico was a place. It just never even came up in conversation. It was like neither here nor there, didn't exist. You know, people would bring up Montana and the Dakotas every once in a while. I was like, New Mexico. I was like, it was Arizona and Texas. There was no New Mexico. Like, it just never came up. But now they filmed the Breaking Bad there. Mm-hmm. Gina loves her some Breaking Bad. We've talked about, you know, me and Cranston in the airport many times. So I'm going to go with all balls.
Never even had much of a desire to go. Never had anyone say, oh, you got to go to New Mexico. But what puts it over the top for me, the University of New Mexico, Los Lobos.
Los Lobos.
All balls.
Well, I hate to chime in and agree, but that's, first of all, the only time we ever heard about New Mexico was when Bugs Bunny would take a wrong
turn
to Albuquerque. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, of course, Breaking Bad puts it on the map. Better Call Saul closes the deal. And there is, I mean, I think it might be the land of enchantment. You know how I love the desert? They got a lot of that desert vibe there. All balls.
JV, I mean, we even have to, even the license plate. It bumped me out.
Oh, you don't like that? It's like a dream
yellow
catcher
with
or something.
Red or something? What color?
It's the yellow, but I don't like new. It should be its own name, not New Mexico.
So he's like New York. And
right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It's all right.
It doesn't do it for me. I'm sure it's great. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are really chill there. Doesn't do it for me, dude.
Okay. All right. Well, that's why you got to play the game.
Show me, prove to me that it's all balls, and I'll change my mind. Hell yeah.
There's no chapter of Delta Fu at University of New Mexico.
Hell yeah.
All right. Sorry. Well, we're all tied up. Here we go.
The next topic is dad bods.
Dad bods?
Dad bods. Mm. I'm glad that somebody coined that phrase.
Right.
It's always good to have an excuse to, you know, not look great in a bathing suit.
Right.
And now it's like a condition, you know, dad bod.
Have we defined dad bods? I always thought dad bod was like you once maybe were in shape, but now you're of age, you got kids, you're not, you know, go hitting the gym as often.
A couple of beers and some cortisol and you're a little doughy now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's what they do when they have a picture of, you know, Matt Damon in his swim trunks and he's not been watching the carbs. Mm-hmm. And go, he's got his dad bod. Yeah, I think you you formerly had to have a good physique.
Oh, right.
So, and now you have a dad bod. So in a weird way, it's a compliment because it acknowledges that you used to have a good bod.
Mm-hmm.
Dad bod. I'm going to say it is JV, because of the shortening of the word body.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm. As the proud owner of a dad bod, I'll say that I'm glad that there is a term that mitigates just out of shape and it makes it a little nicer, so I'll say all balls.
Yeah, as a woman, I find, you know, dad bods are great. That's cool, but I can't do it. It's JV because where is the gender equivalent? It's misogynistic. Every magazine, every National Enquirer, look how she let herself go. Oh, she shouldn't have had kids. Oh, where's her tummy tuck? Oh, look at his dad bod. Isn't he cute? Screw that. JV.
Mm.
Wow.
Powerful.
Thank you.
Gina is right. It's JV. It is, like she said, it's misunderstood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's see.
I feel good.
Let's just do the next one wins here, but I think Brian's
sure you just have a runoff.
Yeah, I think we're tied up.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, the last one. This is a tough one. Blimps?
Blimps?
Blimps.
As in dirigibles.
Okay. Go for it.
All right.
Make good year. Blimp.
I say it's JV, and I'll tell you why. I love the notion of a Zeppelin, but I don't like the miniature one that hangs over the RV dealership on your way to Irvine. Yep. You know, we kind of fucked it out. It used to be a kind of, when I was a kid, the Goodyear blimp was the best. And the Goodyear blimp was awesome because it moved at like 4 knots. So every once in a while, there'd be like a flyover of an F-18 or something. You're like, what? What happened? I missed it. What happened? The blimp. Someone yells, there's a blimp outside. And you go, all right, you want a sandwich? Because it's still going to be there when I get out there. So I liked it. There was the Goodyear blimp, and that's all the blimp we needed, featured in the movie Black Sunday. But then later, there became like the Fuji blimp.
Oh,
yeah. They started expanding.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The Fuji blimp, Fuji film blimp.
To tell you how old it is.
That baby's probably grounded, but there's definitely a Fuji film blimp. And then everyone started doing their own kind of blimps. Mm. And the blimps used to mean something, but not anymore. So I say they are a JV.
Interesting. I think they're all balls because in this day and age where we need something, a throwback, something charming of yesteryear to make us all happy, there's still a part of all of us when you see the Goodyear blimp and you're on the freeway, you go, hey, everybody, look at the blimp. And this is something that gets everybody in a good mood. Everyone still loves to see it. It's like a bouquet of flowers. Like, that put a smile on my face and it's free. Also, thank you. I don't know.
Oh, there's a MetLife blimp, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with the sandwich chain, but Blimpies. In the Midwest, Blimpie sandwiches were fantastic. So I say all balls.
Compelling.
Yeah.
What did Brian think?
Brian's out.
I'm eliminated. This is a runoff between these two.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All right, here, come down to this. Gina, I'm going with all balls, too. What kind of world do we want to live in where you can't look up and be happy because there's a blimp?
He gets it.
Oh, the Budweiser blimp.
Come on.
I keep thinking of all these knockoff blimps. There's the Budweiser, the Fuji, and the MetLife blimp. And that's all I can. You got to watch a lot of college football to be up on your blimps.
You're blimped out.
Because the MetLife blimp is over the stadium, you know. All right, let's bring it home with our outro.
That was JV or All Balls with Def Rat Guy. Brought to you by Mangria.
I forgot that Maverick was a communications major at USC. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mav, you excited about the new Top Gun?
I'm like, whether you're cautiously optimistic, you don't want to. You don't want to mess. Sometimes they can really blow these remakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This one promises to be good. But I get you. Go in, manage the expectations, and then be pleasantly surprised when you leave the theater.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by Cobra Kai.
That's real fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. It is good. All right. You can follow him on Twitter at Def Frat Guy. At Def Frat Guy. Thanks, DFG.
Oh, yeah, got the food.
All right. Let me hit Geico here. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you do one or the other, and you work hard. So I got something that's easy. It's going to save you time and money. Bundle your policies. Take your homeowner's or your renter's insurance and bundle it along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do around your home. Just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's easy when you bundle at Geico. That is geico.com. All right, we'll take a quick break, and got a lot more for you right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Have you ever heard that story that Napoleon used the Egyptian Sphinx for target practice and shot its nose off? Or maybe you've heard that a French astrologer named Nostradamus correctly predicted nearly 500 years of human history. Or maybe someone told you that the legendary blues guitarist Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil at a crossroads in Mississippi. These stories are what I like to call historical myths. Great little tales that may or may not have any basis in historical fact. On Our Fake History, we explore these historical myths and try to determine what's fact, what's fiction, and what is such a good story, it simply must be told. If you dig stories about death-obsessed emperors, lost civilizations, desperate sieges, voodoo black magic, and famous historical figures you thought you knew, then Our Fake History might just be your new favorite podcast. Still not sure? Then stick around to the end of the episode today to hear a teaser episode of Our Fake History. If you dig it, then subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.